Sefer Pesachim on Daf Nun, a concept from one place to another. Knows from the Chumri Mokam Shiyotze Lishon, the Chumri Mokam Shaholach Lishon. VaYeshan Adam Mekfei Amachlokas. That's the Mishnah. We have a Gemara on that Nun of the Beis of Bnei Baishan, that once you accept something, we're not matter it. Al Titosh Torah Simecha. Two. Just want to go to the fact pattern. You have to keep all the facts in your head. Ramban had us running around, and we have to recover. See, we never got a chance to see. It's not fair. Ramban said what he said, and we didn't have a chance to defend those who disagree with Ramban. So that's part of our job today. Fact number three is B'nei Chuzoi, the Mafresh Challah from rice. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's opinion, which we do not follow. And they told Rabbi Yosef, he said, Nechul is
associated with
that.
What? He wasn't associated with it.
It's not associated.
The Gemara does not associate that with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri.
Associate what?
It doesn't say all the chatters that they were.
Right. 100%. 100%. You are correct. The Gemara doesn't make that association. But the Rishonim. The Rishonim explains so explicitly as to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And we shall see later. So the question then becomes, what do you do about it? What do you do about it? So if on the contrary, he was... Ochel the apam in their face, we said yesterday. He ate the challah, even though it was non-kohen, from the rice. And that's fact number three. Now comes one of the kasha. Roma mutor machem nog b'misur, he had to rashor latir b'fneim. So the Gemara answers, that's by kusoy. What's this kusoy? Because it's a very important consideration. The misrichi milsa. Rashi says, Shokula, Mazalzel, and Yosef. They're just going to throw everything away. So here too it should apply. So the Gemara says, they're afraid. You're right. There's a question of the majority, minority. How should we say it? Considerations to know what to do. We're afraid of Dilma Asa Zafush, Menachiv Alaptur, Menachiv Alachiv. That's a consideration which should tell us. You know, be careful. Don't allow this minute to stand, because in Leith we'll use the word takola. Okay? So that's why, for the takola, that's an exception to the rule. We have to be moderate in their presence. So what do you see? That dvaram utarim, v'acheyim nogu v'em isur, yeter v'ashor v'tirin bifneim. Okay? So that's, again, so we've had four facts. We had the Mishnah, with its formulation. We have B'nei Baishan, al-Tidish Torah Simecha, with the story with the rice. Right, then we have the brisa of dvarim hamutar. Four. Now we have, and the Gemara sets up by kusoy. Well, there's three other cases of the whole, the bulk of the narrow lines and the nala from Hamutar. There's three other cases of various things which went on, which seem to be questions relating to the brisa of dvarim hamutar gufa. Okay, three different examples, which I'm not going to go into right now. So that's number five. Number six. Which is, I guess, the final fact point is Rabbi Bar Chana, who went from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he was eating certain fats, and he saw someone come in, and he covered it up. So Shavincho Kekusoy, keep that in mind, because he was treated like a kusi, because we said he had Torah Shalat Yer B'Fneim. Frek the Gemara, forget about that. What about the Mishnah? The Mishnah which says, Chumri Mokom Sheholach Lisham. So the answer of Ravashi, which we follow, is that Rav Bar Chana was Dado Lavza. So you get an impression that the Mishnah is referring to a case, Chumri Mokom Sheholach Lisham, of Ein Dado Lavza. Adkan the Gemara, and Tosus, the Bar Tosus, briefly points out the Mishnah seems to be Litzdodim. All right, keep that in mind. One part is, let's read again. Let's read the Bible posts. This is like four lines, easy. Uvechula nami metarat of Zera, ein dat olav zahavi. So therefore he was Mekil when he went from Bogel to Eretz Yisrael. Okay? And here, Rabbi Bar Chana is Mekil from Eretz Yisrael to Bogel precisely because he is dat olav zah. Okay? And in Eretz Yisrael, in both cases, there were more Mekil, one's a Shechita case, one's a Chelev case, there were more Mekil than a Bogel. Sounds kosher, the hashtag that's done in Katoni. Chumri mokom shiyotzo misham, bidato lachzor. B'chumim b'akam shi'holach l'sham, b'yein da'al l'azal. They call it a k'tas kashen. This mission doesn't read straight in one case. Fine. Then there's the big tosis. I'm not going to read the whole big tosis again. Just to, this is sort of that we say the shock of the tire of the tosis. They first get the kasha, hate the Rebbe Beis Sha'on, and they say that's a mini betos. Mini betos, the entire brisa here does not apply. Does not apply. It just doesn't apply. Okay? It doesn't apply. Fine. Then he asks another question. Another question. What happened to the principle of Chumri Mokom, Shiyotzi Nisham, and Halach Hashem? Again, let's read, this we should see a little inside, because it's right, where it says Rabbeinu Chananel, I'll just make the right turn, B'yom Toma. V'mashma dafka b'fnei ha-medina v'kusoy en ha-rashor v'ha-hatir ha-b'fnei ha-chamim o-shalom b'fnei ha-mutter v'amai v'otnan nosnin olof chumrim mokom she-yotze misham v'she-holach l'sham. The question becomes, happened to be Mekil, but happened to the principle of chumrim mokom she-holach l'sham. That's Tosis Kash. Tosis Kash. So the Rashba says at the end, question down to Lavsha or not. The Tosis didn't give that answer on top because the Marshal Beast asked the question. Rishon said the Marshal Beast asked the question. They come up with a very new principle. There's a minig, aside from a minig betos, which is the top consideration of Rabbi Nissim and Megillah Storim. Assuming it's not a toast, it's still two categories. A minig choshuv, a pitam kavam, what he calls here a minig shtus, or some call it a minig garua, which is not based on the Talmud Chacham. They did it on their own. So the Mishnah only refers to the first case, and here we're talking about the second case. Odd kind of summation. Quick, Rabbi Osai, just very quickly, Gemara and Tosis. Good. The Rosh more or less goes on the same halach as Tosis. You can summarize the Rosh in just a few minutes, what the Rosh added to what Tosis, because most of the Rosh is as usual, Rosh is from the Balei Tosis, has the same thing as Tosis does. But he spells things out a little more fully than we had in Tosis proper. And he talks about explain what Beit Shani is a mistake. Then he quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says it's a mistake, has a different status, right? Nishalu matirin lo. So what do they mean? Nishalu matirin lo. You tell him it's nothing. It's not the word nishal is lav dafka, right? It's just telling it's nothing. On the contrary, if it's somebody who knows that it's permissible, right? Knows it's permissible, and he accepts it on himself anyway, then we cannot just say like this, like a nether. But if you want, what you can have is Hataras Nidorin. This is the Furish in the Rosh, which is not found in our Tosfos. Fine. I think it's the same answer again we said before about the two different kinds of minik. And the reason why he didn't give the Rosh Boaz answer, just to show you in itself, if you look where the little Tesis of the Korban Asano, right before that, he says, "V'havle lakshuri mimasnisin ahaf raisa ki the parach lekamon mimasnisin abe babarachana dochal tarba dayatra." What does that mean? So he says, "Os test the Korban Asano." The vaday the shinuya the Ravashi the machalek bein dat olav so ain dat olav zor masnisin ubraisa nami miturotzin as the Rashi said in Atosis. Achal amachin kosher. That's why he in effect is implicitly rejecting the Rashba's parents, the Rashba's quote in Antosis, because then it would have been still shver at the earlier stage in the Gemara. That's all we added in Simon Gimel. Okay. Again, he used the word minigaru instead of minig shtus. Okay. In Simon Dalit, Rabbi Osai, quote goes through the Gemara, Pasnag of Ashi. Okay, you find in Mokum Shadat Lishbakesh or Ben Lakula, Ben Lakumra. Very, very important. And he says, however, we would be mekel even against the minig of the mokom that we came from, even though it's dat alachzor, if it's going to be a problem of machlokes. That's why he quotes more earlier, or later on, where it's kedai to do melacha in the makom shenagu lasa malacha, even if it would have been prohibited for me because to avoid machlokes. As it happens, it's not going to cause a machlokes. Come about not even the shuka. But the rush in here is very important. You saw what does the rush say? The rush says, "Holo efshe the last few words of Simon Dalit. Holo efshe below machlokes. Holo last in the malach imoyim. The God of Hashem. Yeshalaver al minig mekomo kevin the last beisurah d'oraisa." Point out that this almost gives an impression that the steward of Rabbanan, Mikra Adin would be okay, and the Prichodesh is impossible, forget about it. It doesn't mean that, it means only a minig, and not a niece of the rice, nor a niece of the Rabbanan, Mikra Adin. Atkan, another 2 minutes to summarize what the Rosh added to what Tosis had said. Fine. Now we come to the Balamor and the Ramban. That's what we have to, we really have to go back to this, because we went through it too quickly yesterday, and then we have to turn our attention to the Ravi. And then the other Rishon in the Siyata Vishmai. Okay? So the Balamor makes a number of statements which are not exactly in sync with what we've said until now. And we have to analyze what he said and how we can defend him. We're going to start with Balamor on page Memches in our print, which is a new paragraph in our print. Like the old print, I can't give any guarantees, because everyone, I think, has a new print. So it's page Memches. Abba Bechumim Lachem Shalach Lashom, Kozeyesh Durachem Harbeh. Shimhein b'kusoy o b'nei medina ein la'atirin b'fneihem b'nei ha-machlokes. V'hu noeg heta li'atzal b'yochid im daito lachzor. Okay? You can be mekel if no one's there. V'im ein dat? Fine. V'im ein hein tamidich ha-chamin alokha shimetsuyin tamidich ha-chamin b'neihem noeg heta li'atzmo afilu b'fneihem im daito lachzor. This is what the Balamor claims. It's only a matter of kusoy or the like. Comes the Ramban and says it's impossible to say such a thing. How can they say such a thing? It's not true. There's a Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says chumri mokom shehalach l'sham. You have to keep that minute in that place, right? Only the Braisa is kikusoi, but the Mishnah, I think it should be Masnisin, I think, is even there's no kusoi. And he brings it right. In Maisa, they're only about Tamri, Nami, Docho, Kachli, but Pupadisa. But that olachs are Hav. Vakshile Rachis, this is a Sugin Chul, Naf Kuf Yunam and Aleph, Les La Chumre, Mokom, Shalach, Lashok. But Pupadisa, Shchichi Rabon and Gabayo, Shchichi Nami, Masifta. I feel the Achi knows in the love Chumrei Shemakom. Furish a Gemara in Chum Daf Kuf Yud against the Balamor. The Balamor said, "You only if you Mokom Shalach L'Sham when it's Kusim or the like." The Furish Gemara in Chum Daf Kuf Yud, which seems to say the reverse. I haven't looked up all the possible sources to answer the Balamor. There's one source which is the Mogen Ovas of the Meiri, who has a series of places where he defends the Chachmei Provence against the Ramban and his Tamid. So the Balamor was Chachmei Provence, and the Ramban is the Ramban. So he once in a while defend the Balamor against the Ramban. Here's an example, Onion Chaf in the Mogen Avos, where he defends the Balamor. I'm not sure what he does with this Gemara. Maybe he says, he's suggesting, I'll try to look it up later, that no, there were Amaratzim in Pupadisa as well. Now, it's true. He says, "In heim tamidei chachamim, ol mokom shemetsuyin tamidei chachamim beineihem, no egentu datzma afilu bifneihem and dat olatsa." I'm not sure what exactly those words mean, because they certainly were tamidei chachamim in Pupadisa, Sura. Those are two cities in are discussed Chul and Kufyud. But maybe there were enough amaratzim around that that would be a possible answer for the Balamor. Fine. This is point number one. Point number two. And this is something which we started talking about a little bit yesterday. The Ramban is takes strong exception to the issue which we saw that he can't see. This is only a Balamor. Okay, Balamor is known for his unique sheetness. But the second time the Ramban takes aim, he's really taking aim at Tosis. And now we have to be much more careful in trying to defend Tosis, because Tosis is usually considered to be a very, very mainstream sheeta. And here we have a situation where Tosis is being in effect critiqued by the Ramban in strong terms and using Gemaras it's obviously critical for us to understand how the Tosis will defend himself against all the Gemaras that the Ramban throws. We have to see it. We'll see as we go. But before reading the Ramban inside, we had a little discussion about the Ran yesterday. And we saw that the Ran himself says over here, just to briefly summarize, the Ran says over here on that Mem Tes, explains the Mishnah. The entire Mishnah is Dato Lavzar. This is the Ran says Beferish. He says it over here in the Ran on the Mishnah itself. Okay? And the Reisha is Medina, and the Sefer is Mepnei HaMachlokas. After all, the words Mepnei HaMachlokas are found after the Sefer. In other words, let's take a look. We're reading the Mishnah, that's again according to the Ran. It's right in front of us, page Mem Tes, the top line. Ahol b'mokom she'osin, l'mokom she'enosin. What does it mean? Place where they do malacha, that's the ratio. To a place where they do not do malacha, right? So that's, so then what? So the Ran is referring to a case of Dato Lavzar. He plans to, again, l'mokom she'osin, l'mokom she'enosin. Then, Dato Lavzar. So the question is, let's chazer again. The Ran is haholik. Important to see again. Always important to see. So, with a little asterisk is, see, everyone see the asterisk? In the Ran haholik, if you have our edition, haholik l'mokom she'enosin, l'mokom she'osin, kevan she'dato lavzar, nos tam chumri l'mokom she'yosin yisham, midina. That's the case of she'enosin l'mokom she'osin, which is the second case. That's Vidina. And Malkam She'osin, the Malkam She'enosin, that's the first case. That Vidina is Mutter. But Al Yeshan and Ipnei, Hamachlokas. And therefore, maybe it's only Bifneim. But Sin Ashari, it's going to talk about it in Barichas in the Gemara, which we saw Barichas over here. That's Virabba on page Nun. Long run about this very point. And the Ran, in fact, said that Yehuda and Hillel and Afnan Aleph didn't know that the minig was not to do rechitza. They didn't know it. Because had they known it, they wouldn't have done it. Because of Chumri Mokom, Shaholach, Lisha. Fine. Good. So the Marashal, that's quoted in the back of the Yalkut Mefarshim, points out he thinks that the minig was not a mistake. What do you mean not a mistake? But presumably it sounded like it was a mistake. So the Marashal says, true, these guys are Amaratzim, didn't know what's going on. But since their fathers had accepted the Minig knowing it was Mutamika Radin, and they're following their father's footsteps, it's not treated as a Minig B'tos. That's the Marashal that you read yesterday in the Yalkut Mefarshim in the back of the Rif. Says the Marashal in addition, when it said over here, when the Ran used the expression, we could use a different expression, two other expressions. One, Meshini Machlokas. Okay? In a Chinami, the Ran just got through saying that the Chumri Mokom Shalach L'Sham is exactly because of Shinui Umachlokas. That's what the Ran said. So he didn't use a different expression, which is found in the Mishnah. Yes, he could have used a different expression of Sircha, right? That's what the Marashal also says. It's quoted in the back. True, but that would be, it'll be an afkamina. It's only sircha. It's a question of only in front of kusoy. Therefore, the Rani is a different expression of chumim b'mashalok l'sham, which applies even amongst tamid chachamim, as he said over here. Adkan. Now we're ready to tackle the Ramban. So the Ramban, Rabosai. Now attacks the idea of Tos. The Balamor said Tos is GMG. What's GMG? Garnish for Garnish. You get nothing, it's not binding on the people who did it, it's not binding on me. The Tos is nothing. But you know, don't blame him. The Tos is said so already. Tos is Bet Shal is a Tos. And Red was Matav and have nothing to talk about. And Ramban goes wild over here. Because it can't be. But let's analyze Ramban very carefully and see where he's coming from. And therefore, we'll see how those who disagree with him will defend themselves. The Ramban claims, it's hard to read the words, that the entire Daf Nun Aleph, Amun Aleph, is one big minig betos. Why? Let's read together. In our print, those are my print here, I'm picking it up from the last one on the line says Shebnei. Okay? The word Efsha comes before, so they're on Balamor, it's impossible. Why? Shebnei Kvul Vikiri Vaku. The whole Sugan of Nanala. Tovin Beisur. The whole daf is a minik betos. Sheneschal polem kielu gzera shalom and adin. In other words, it's all a minik betos. All a minik betos. That which we saw before, the Marashal said it's not true. It's not a tos. He says it is a tos. How does he know it's a tos? Look in the words, with a small bracket. Shel molikain elakilu aleim ma'avos ledas. That's exactly what the Marashal said. That the fathers did accept the ledas. Rabban said, no. Had that been the case that our father accepted the Ladas, Heki Katani Velo Rotsu Lomolahem Mutaramate. What do you mean? They didn't want to tell them that it's Mutta. What does that imply? It really is Mutta. They just didn't want to tell them. This is not true. Velohem Varia Surname. Because it was a Kabbalah of knowledge. Yehuda Vihilo Rabin Gamliel Nami Hech Nogu Bem Hetabim Dinosan. Valovada Yodin Hoyum against Iran, they knew it. And since they knew it, Rabbi Osai, and they're in this place, they have to keep Chumri Mokom Shalach L'Sham. It's a Mishnah. I be Yimtoma Shadat of Lavzar. Maybe the Mishnah only for case of Ein Dat of Lavzar. Valalo Pirshu B'Gamara K'nela U'Tu Rabbi Rabbi Chanan. That was only said later on at the end of the Sugya, the last unit. But in the previous unit, no distinction is made. Data versus not Data. The only way out is Minig B'Tos. Rabban is emphatic that the whole Amud Gemara is a minig b'tos. Right? Otherwise, it's kashuk against Abaye, who doesn't hold the distinction between Dato and Dato Lavza, etc. Fine. V'od b'nei chuzoi mafresh chalam me'arosa minig b'tos oya. Why? I told you before. Shetod Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri im kabola lahach. If it's not a mistake. It's for real. Lo Amar Rabbi Yosef Nechle Zar Ban Peh. Give me an answer. You know why I said it? What's the word I used before? Takola. V'yim Tomar Choshesh Toyal Dilma Asa Lefushman Aptur Alachiyuv Mita Takola. Im Kain. Do you worry about Takola? Afilu B'kusoy V'nashi Naim Atir Olem Shalo Yevim Ta'usa L'day Takola. So don't tell me that what? That it's a regular minig is matna mishum takola. That if that would be the case, even by kusim. Elalo hitir Rabbi Yosef, ela mishum shet to be yisur. They made a mistake. And the Gemara says, by kusim, atir the mifneim. Okay? That's the story. So he thinks the whole thing, the Balamor, is wrong completely. Wrong completely. Obviously, the Balamor wasn't born yesterday because Tosa says like the Balamor in this context. What does Tosis do to get out of all these riots? Tosis created a new category, Rav Osai, a brand new category. What's the new category? Minig Garua, or Minig Shtus, which is not a Tos. Tos means you think that's Asamika Redin. A Minig Garua, now you know for sure it's Asamika Redin. You're Mekabel on yourself something which you know for a fact to be Mutter, Meika Redin. Nonetheless, it's a minig, which is a weak minig, a minig shtus, or minig garua. By creating this category, Tosis rejects the entire argument of the Ramban. Rejects the whole thing. The whole thing is rejected. Rejected completely. Rejected. It's a minig garua. Minig garua shenoga beyatzron, accepted upon themselves, even though they knew it was mutar mikaredin. All the kashas of the Ramban from the Mishnah are answered. The Mishnah is referring to a minig alpita minig hachamim. And the Gemara is a minig garua.
Is a chumra a minig garua?
A chumra which is al pitam et chacham is not a minig garua. A chumra which is not al pitam et chacham is a minig garua.
If you want to take upon himself a chumra,
if it's mishum siyog uprishus, then it may not be a davar garua. Everyone has to know who is madrege. I would tell you should always consult the rabbi before you take any chumra as uprishus or siyog. Because otherwise, who are you? As the Mepharshim said, "Lo salav amalas al mizbech." Who are you to pick sections of chumras on yourself? So you have to be upset. As they quote in the Rishonah, quote in our context, the Gemara has in the Sefer Chulin, Amora said, I, compared to my father, I'm like vinegar, the son of wine. That my father waited 24 hours between Fleshix and Milchix, and I only wait from Suda to Suda. So the Mephoroshim asked, no, so why did he wait 24 hours also? So the answer is, he wasn't on the Madreg. It would have been Yuara. Who are you? Who are you to be so machmir? You're not the Madreg. My father's a tzaddik, so all of them. It was appropriate for him to accept upon himself certain chumras. But me? Not appropriate. So before you jump to take chumras on yourself, it's wise to consult with somebody. But I wouldn't call it in the category of minik shtutz, the guru, or the matter. Okay? Fine.
Today, in our real life,
they're Rabbanim and themselves. They don't have to tell the rabbi. Every from Brisk, his first name is Rabbi. So. Now, of course, you understand the Ramban understood that they didn't want to say mutarim atem, right? It means that fundamentally, it really, the Ramban is understanding that it must be a tos, and therefore, technically speaking, it'll be mutter. But you don't tell him that. Tosfos has a whole new pshat. It's not a tos. It's a minig garua, and the real specific exactly how far you can go. Is it really mutter for them, or not really mutter for them? Okay, this is a yourself. Okay, fine, good. Rabbi Osai, let us now just turn for another minute before we tackle the new stuff. I have an interesting ha'orah over here. Interesting ha'orah. So the Ramban is clear, Rabbi Osai, there's no chashash takala. Had there been a chashash takala, then we would have had to be mat even for kusim. Okay? What do you do with that Yerushalmi? So the Ramban here suggests an interesting concept over here. The Balamar said a minig betos is nothing, zero. So it's trying to Yerushalmi. And the lashon of the Yerushalmi nishal umatirlo. The word nishal is lav dafka. Stam matirlo. Reb was matir beishon. We don't find there's any question of nisha. That's how the Balamor seem to assume. Whereas the Ramban says no. The Ramban has two pshatim in nisha. One, it means that hataras nadarim, implying that if it's that's only by case of a tos. And according to the Ramban, it's something interesting. Something fascinating, it seems to me. The Ramban is minig betos, and they weren't matter for the kusim. It's a tos, we said before. A tos. Fine. All everything's betos, the whole thing is betos. Good. Despite the fact it's a tos, you're not matter b'fneihem. Even though it's a tos. And what does nishal mean? Tupshot. The first one is hataras nedar. I have a question. Can hataras nedar? It's a tos! This hataras nedar to me sounds like an exercise. Because it's not really binding. Can hataras nedar? He says it's a tos, Ramban. Take a look over here. Take a look over here in the Ramban. The Ramban discusses this Yerushalmi. Okay? So what does it mean, nishal matirin lo? To me, that Torah is nedar. The question, of course, becomes, like I said before, what kind of a Torah is nedarim if it's nothing? This is a Ramban, for those who have my edition, I hope you all do, is the top of the second column. It's over here. So, when is the minute? It's a nush engo iser. Alas, a syog le mitzvah, a chmir al atzon keng mishvasenu. Vzei matyonem, ava pishen bo, lachza ben keng b'nei beishan. And he quotes the Yerushalmi. V'nishal Ein matirin lo means even hataras nedarim now. She can anishba lekaimus hamitzvah v'nishal. Ein matirin lo. Kedisa begitnu v'bchoros. Chedas Rav Avram. We haven't got to the Ravid yet. So that means Nishal Ein Matirin Lo. If you know it's not a toast, and if you know it's a toast, it's Nishal Ein Matirin Lo. It's a question of, it's an exercise. It's never binding. The answer, I believe, is Ein Achinam. But if you go through the exercise of Nishal Ein Matirin Lo, it's not going to cause fight. It's not going to cause Zulzulim, because you go through the exercise. Even though really it's not chal, that is not chal in the first place. What kind of matarah is the dar? His second shot, he has second shot. He goes to Yerushalmi, nishal u'matirin lo. Again, he first quotes the first shot. Then it's the Yesh Lefarish Bar. You the Bekusim, Kevin Shabor and Lishal matirin lem. That's what we saw in the first round of Iran yesterday. Adkan. This is a brief summation about the Rishon that we saw yesterday. Today we have to see Rishon we didn't see yesterday. Three, if you have time. The Ravid, the Rabbeinu David, and then the Rambam, which I hope you all have Rishon Manarach, who quotes the Rambam. That's our schedule for the next little under an hour that we have for the rest of the show. Let's start with the Ravid, see what the Ravid says. Again, you all have a Ravid in front of you. You're in the Ma'amar Komus, the Ravid, Vihine Zeh. The Ravid and he attacks the Balamor, takes no prisoners. Vihine Zeh, Sovur Shekivet Kol Torah Samenogos, Ulechetzim Lo Igia. He thought he said, those Torah Samenogos don't pick, he hasn't even gotten the half of it. And in my print, it's Memches, about the 10th line, on the right side. Shein kolam and ogos shavus, shekol minig shenagul mitzayisur v'kiblu olu alatzim mitzdam. Zehu minig shein abonim rashoyim latiro v'lo lishoyil olav l'chocham latiro lahem. That's it. The parents accepted upon themselves. There's no ataras adar. That's we saw the rabbi just quoted this. V'im kiblu olsam al atzmam levad. Let's say the parent says only for us, not for our kids. Yicholam abonim l'shan also. So whenever people take on a custom, it's either for all generations, then you're stuck, or they take it on for themselves only. It's only a private kind of a custom, then it does not exist for generations. It's a very important writing. Tomorrow, if people can bring in a regular Shulchan Aruch, not just a Mishnah Berurah, some I go fan after all the Bate Embed, which is enough for everyone to go around. A Mishnah Shulchan Aruch, Or Rachaim, and you know, the old-fashioned one, Chela Gimel, which has, you know, all these halachas of Hilchos Yontif and Hilchos Pesach, Hilchos Yontif, because I want to read with you together the pre-chodesh. If it fails, we'll put it on the board. But it's up. Oh, we don't have it on the board, right? Just on Hebrew books. So you're better off if you have a Hebrew book in front of you on your desk. That's better than a Hebrew book on the screen. So if you can do that for tomorrow, Shir, it'll be helpful. Fine. A very big kiddush. That the only time it's automatic goes from father to son is a case of B'nai Baisha, where they did it for Chashash Isser, for Shabbos, or things of this nature. But stop, you think they're all making on themselves. Kacha! A new minute, we're gonna fast a certain number of days. It's not Chashash Isser. Then what? The children don't have to keep it. All the next generation decide, we don't want it. In other words, if the people in the town accepted it, and if this next generation is accepting it as well, no individual can decide, I don't want it. Even if it's not a chashash isser. Chashash Yisr is mandatorily passing down to the next generation, unless it was accepted only for that generation to finish. But if it's an Yisr, not to do it, a minute not to do it in Yisr, then anyone can get out in the next generation, except as long as the majority are keeping it, you're stuck with the majority rule. By Yishamish HaKosav HaRavzal, V'davash Yodea Shumutr V'noag Bobi Yisr, Nishal Ein Matir Lo, Lo Kemosh Zeh Sover, Zeh, the Balamor. And we say that initial ematilim, he just asks, but doesn't request a Torah Sadar. V'yesh bo chashash abo v'da yisur k'mo shkasavti l'malach tu v'be'eshem shegozu alasim sholechus v'yam afilu mitzil tzir l'tzidam shevokum korah v'gozu olo v'shem v'yisur l'ipash t'yam erev Shabbos v'och yisur b'rishalmi afilu gozu alasim v'shem neder v'nog abo yisur ad shuchzik v'yoso minik d'mukzik adover v'va mitzil asosam shuv ein nishal alei. Once you yourself accept on yourself a minik v'shem yisur, there's no possibility of ataras nedorim. Nahu Khoti Nami Mikri. Khoti. Should the toy be Agam Tare that every tomorrow called another Rakhote, he's gonna have Kharata, that means it's a pain of no wine, and he's gonna have the reason he's considered to be a Khote. Period. This is a very, very critical rival. Very critical rival. Everyone with me so far? Very fine distinctions. We're gonna see later in Mitzvah in the Poskim, if they were aware of this rival, if they accept this rival, as to what customs are passed down from parents to children and from community, you know, individually or communally. This rabbi certainly has what to say about all of these things, like different categories. The later post either didn't know about it or didn't care about it. They don't find them accepting all these fine distinctions of the rabbi. Fine? Fine. Let's continue. Vodani Omer. It's a bracket. Bein b'chumi lo b'sholach l'shem im also minik b'tos ein chosh and also minik bein b'dat olavza bein ein dat olavza. If it's tos, you don't have to worry about it. El sheyesh b'chumi lo b'sholach l'shem tzad chumra. Shemein b'nei medina, shemein b'nei Torah, b'nei nogo b'tos, ein no b'ashor latir b'fneim. Hey, who's wrong again? The Balamor. And he manages to get him every time. Right? Then he had something. The old. Look carefully. The Osi Bailey De Takola. The Osi Bailey De Takola in that case. Halava Chi Osir. Afal Pisha Betos Nogel. Who seemed to be against Shabbos? The Ramban, right? The Ramban said, help me out. The Ramban said, can't be Takola. If it be Takola, it should be matter even for Kusim. But the Ravid says, Rabosai, that there is Takola. No, if there is Takola, so the question is, how does this jive with the issue of Kusim? Get an impression as follows. Even though there's a Chashash Takola, there's still that matter for Kusim. I'll give you my explanation. Here is a local takol. Alright, it can happen that Kusim make a mistake and Ketura Lachiyah when it comes to the rice, etc., etc. But if you're matter for the Kusim, they'll throw away the whole Torah. They'll throw the whole Torah away. Because, the rabbi, what is the rabbinic world? You know, the rabbis do whatever they want, and it's all meaningless, da 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 da. They'll throw the whole thing out. So the rabbi gives an impression that even if there's a Chashash takola, Afal Pikein, it's still not matter for the Kusim. That seems to be a dispute which he seems to have with the Ramban. We'll see soon perhaps what it's based upon. Adkan Rabosai, this critical statement here in the Ravid. In the Ravid. And then he says, there's another rank on the Balamor. The Balamor said, this is, if you take the last line on the previous page, going over, what the Balamor said, you have to keep Chumim Mokum Shiyotsu Nishon, once, you're going back, you have to keep that in no matter what. Says the Ravid, doesn't make a difference. Kusoy, B'nai Medina, B'nai Torah, no difference. But those words are not found in the Balamor, but that's what the Balamor presumably means. Omer Avram, Zu Afilu Tinokos Yodemosa. The Balamor, somebody, my 5-year-old can tell you that. I need the Balamor to tell me that. Huh? Of course, you have to keep what place you came from. Because if no for the Khan, It's obviously a different kind of a chumrah that you have the status of the place from which you came. So what's the difference if they're kusoy or no kusoy? It's irrelevant. Look at this kasha. The Mesech is cool. I'm on column two. Mukim lahayim masnisin dechom b'mokom b'shuyot z'mishon. B'shed daito lachzor. As the Gemara said, V'alok o'ma shenos t'molav chum b'mokom b'shuholach l'shom. That means what? You have to worry about daito lachzor. Nonetheless, you have to keep the chumrah to the place you came. But here in Pesachim it says, the mission is referring to what kind of a case? Chumim makom shahalach l'sham kishein dat alatza. And then the Gemara says, chumim makom shiyot v'misham. Kasha didei adidei. The maskis v'adet kula b'chad gavna kamari. It's in effect what Tosis is bothered. It's studied. He gives a very fascinating answer. He says, Tosis is right in fact. But in Lomdus, I'm going to say it better than Tosis. Look what he says. V'nichala. Not the same case, the same conceptual case. What does that mean? Listen now. In other words, where's your place of residence? You've got to keep the chumrah to the place of residence, even though right now you are not in that place. Nimsa. Reisha de masnisin. What's that case? Holach mimokom she'osin lemokom she'ein osin. So you went from a place of kula to a place of chumra. You have to be machmir. What's the case? Kishe'ein daito lavzo. Right? Ein daito lavzo. You have to keep the chumra because you change your passport. Now you're living in a new country. So of course you have to keep the chumra to the new country. V'seifa, what's the seifa say? Makom she'ein osin, l'makom she'osin. So the chumra is what of your old place you plan to go back to. So it's k'shedat alavza. So Tosas, just to take another, I'm just reading you again the Tosas one more time on the nunala from now the bottom Tosas. So what does it say over here? Tzatz kosher. Chumri makom she'yotza misham is dat alavza. So the rabbi says, yes, but studim in fact, not in lomdus. The lomdus is, you always follow the chumras in a place where you, which is a permanent residence, even though right now in a temporary residence, just make them. It puts a better touch on what Tosa says. Okay? That's the right. One final nakuda. Imu davar sheminig b'tos, ma'atiyos ha'befneim, elokos ha'seminis d'balamor, ma'ashakos ha'hutos. I love the rabbi. He always picks up pun. You're talking about the many batos, but you the balavar says the toss. You gotta pick up his flavor. You made the toss, balavar, not the people in the Gemara. You made the toss. Why? Shein rasho lahatu b'fnei b'nei medina, shum dova b'maisa de b'nei chuzoi. You can't say what the Ramban said. We must have asked you, but petishka. Orani omer, sheminik shu batos, en chosh lo ben chumimok ashot to misham, ben chumimok ashot of misham, ela shlo yater osu b'fnei kamo shamark. Okay, so maybe you can do it yourself, but you can't do it in their presence. Okay. Ad can be finished. I'm sorry, Rabbi Osai, but I have to go, how should I say it, to throw what you don't have in front of you. Because until now, everything was in front of you. So we're going to have to start quoting things which you may not already actually have right in front of you. But before doing that, I wanted to point out this one more thing about the writing. About the writing. There's a little bit of a problem, Rav Osa. The Ravid says that everything in the Mishnah is Medina, right? Let's read the Mishnah ourselves. You have it in front of us on page Mem Tes, the top of Arif. We'll read the whole thing. It's a matter of reading together, Rav Osa, 4 and a half long. Let's go. Ha'olach mimakom shosin lemakom shein osin. What's the case? What's that we call the ration? So what did the Ravid say? So you have to follow the chumrah of halach l'sham. What's that? Ein daito lavza. Mokom shein osin, lemokom she osin. have to give the chumah the place where you came from. Why? The title answer. And then the last four words are about yeshana and pnei amachlodes. Wait a minute. According to the Ravid, it's Medina. Everything is in Medina, right? Hello, Rabosa. What did the Ravid say? That you have to follow the place where you live. Right? Either where you live, where you are now is where you live, either the land, where you were, where you live. That's what Yikra did. And then it says in the Mishnah, the last four words, Al Yishan and Epnei Amachlokes. Left to my own devices, if I were not looking anywhere else but the Mishnah itself and the Ravid, I would say, that's a seconded. The Mishnah until that point, until the last four words, is Medina. And the last four words, Al Yishan and Epnei Amachlokes, that's a separate Indian. That's what I would have said. Only one problem, Rabbi Osai. It's against the Gemara Beforish. No? The Gemara Nun Aleph Amud Beis that we saw yesterday. Was the Gemara saying Nun Aleph Amud Beis? Let's look together, help me out. Bishlam Aho, let me mock him Sha'osin. The mock him Sha'osin. Sha'enos. Nosin Olaf Chumrim mock him Sha'olach Lisham. Then they add the four words, the five words. Vayishan Adam if they are machloikes. Below 11. Wait a minute. According to the Ravid, what do we say? We're going from Mokom She'osin to Mokom She'enosin. The Ravid said the Pharisees ain't that Olazar. So if it's ain't that Olazar, he became a member of the new town. So why is the Gemara saying Vayishan Adam if they are machlokes below 11? What machlokes? It's worse than that. You became a member of the next town. The boss says, I'm going to say my question. I think my question is a Gaval de Gesharla, unless I'm making a mistake over here. The Ravid explained that the whole mission is what we would call Medina. What do you mean Medina? You have to follow your hometown. Well, if you move now, you have a new hometown. If you're going to plan to go back, that's your old hometown. So let's read the Ravid again. Kula Masnisin Bechad Gavnil, the last five lines on the Ravid, the narrow lines in column two. Okay? The Hachi Amrim Kula Masnisin She'en Da'at Alifa Shmina Yisur, Noi Bi Yisuro, Afa Pishin Nimsrach of the Shah, Ninsa. Reisha the Masnisin Holach mi Mokom She'osin L'Mokom She'enosin. Right, that's the case of Bishlam the case Mokom She'osin Mokom She'enosin. So what's the case according to the Ravid? What's the case? Ain't that the Lazar. So what's your place? Then you're in a new place. But yet the Gemara is Beferish in that very case Mokom She'osin Mokom She'enosin Nosuchum Mokom She'enosin. Vayishana Adam Pnei Machloikes Lo Lev. What do you mean? Speak it in. Yes.
Maybe once Rava answers the question the Gemara is asking, he no longer accepts that understanding of the Mishnah.
That's interesting. He's saying that Rava would disagree with him. Maybe. That would be a very big kiddush because there's no indication in the Gemara proper that they backed out from that line. Right? They're talking about this. The Rava's talking about the second line. Right? There's no indication. The Feirish. They backed out for the first line.
If it's going on the second line, then it's saying, I guess, a separate concern. The Seifa is not a problem.
Let's see. Let's read the Gemara. I'm happy to hear anything from the Talmidim. Let's continue the one of Nalvin Beis. Ella, where are we? I lost the place. Ella, the Malcolm Shane Olsen, the Malcolm Shah Olsen. What does it say? Malcolm Shane Olsen, the Malcolm Shah Olsen. You have to have the Chumri Malcolm what? She what? She yotze misham. Right? You can't do malacha. And it says, Al yishana adam ne'amach legis v'navim. What do you mean? It says you have to have chumri mokom sholach l'sham v'chumri mokom she yotze misham. And the place from which he came, they didn't do malacha. Om rabaye areisha. So that doesn't help you, right? But Rava says, L'olam ha-sefer. What do you mean L'olam ha-sefer? L'olam ha-sefer means the last four words. Vayishana odam epnei ha-machlokes. What's it going on? It's going on the last case. L'mokom she'en osin l'mokom she'osin. And what's the din, Rabbi Osai? The din is given both chumras. What's for what both chumras? So you really shouldn't be doing Melacha. Nonetheless, the Gemara is saying, "Ain't Rabbi Shmuel Machlok." They're recasting the Mishnah. Doesn't mean you. It means there is no Shmuel Machlok in that case. Why not? Kind of Adlani Yikibeshuk. from whatever inference there is. So you're saying now, Yoni, that that it's no longer goes on the first din at all. It is interesting because if it goes on both, that is a good point. Pshat, it means two different things, right? Al yishan ne'od mipnei machlokas means at the end, in the second case, there is no machlokas. Why is there no machlokas? Because kama badlani higa b'shukah. But I hold up mimokom she'osin lemokom she'ein osin. What the din is that what he is ein osin. He's ein osin. You're not supposed to do it. That's not because there's no machlokas. It's much more fundamental. What's much more fundamental? Because he just moved. He just moved to Bakon Shein Osin. So the only answer is that the Maskanas Rava, the last four words, don't go on that. Notwithstanding the earlier Gemara. It's rejected according to Rava. Maybe. I had a different pshat. Maybe you only consider my pshat too. My pshat is it's a chiddush, very, very basic chiddush. Why do we keep menagim? So we think I'll keep the shtar simcha. Yeah, that's all it's about. Perhaps not. Perhaps what the Gemara is teaching us over here is a very big chiddush going to the rabbi. That the whole reason why menagim are kept is to avoid machlokes. That's the whole reason why menagim have a place of bonding on me. I've accepted myself personally. A personal minig is one thing. Here, the people in town accepted the minhag. I'm moving into the town. I'm bound by the minhag. Why? I never accepted this. I never accepted it. We'll see soon if you have a chance to read the Pre-Chodesh or other sources. There's a whole discussion. Why must I keep all the mitzvahs of the Torah? So the Rishonim say, because my neshama was on our Sinai. They have a whole arichas, you know. Things don't know just bonding on people. So I move into town. Why must I keep the minhag of your town? I moved to Chicago. The Menachem of Chumash in Chicago. Why? I'm a New Yorker. So I'm moving to Chicago permanently. So what? Why should I have to keep it? Why should I keep it? You have to teach the Shtar Zimecha. What do you mean? My mother never set foot in Chicago. I'm going to teach the Shtar Zimecha. But the answer is, Minig. What's Minig based upon? Perhaps the rabbi is saying a Chiddush. The Minig itself, the requirement to follow Minig Amalkam, is in itself based upon the possibility of Machlokes. And perhaps that's Pshat. Since the whole din is based upon machlokas, it's better that I change my personal minig in order to avoid a machlokas if I'm not going to follow the minig of the people who are living here right now. That's going to be called the worst machlokas. So minhagim will bow to machlokas, as we see in the Gemara, because the whole purpose of minhagim in origin is their binding nation because of machlokas. Saying a chiddush based upon the lashon of the Raavad. Maybe I'm right. If Yoni's right, then I'm not necessarily correct. But maybe I'm not sure Yoni's right in the lashon. Maybe. At Kan Rabosai, as I said, we've shown him that we had inside. Now, we have to talk in the next half hour or so, but we've shown that you don't have in front of you. And one of them is unbelievable, and that is the Rabbeinu Dovid. It's on the Ma'amakomis, so we'll have the, if you happen to have a Rabbeinu Dovid, it'll be great, but I'm going to read it to you because I assume that no one has a Rabbeinu Dovid. Okay. I asked you to see a Rabbeinu David here in Daf Nun Aleph from an Aleph, the Ramasul Ein. I'll read you slowly what he says. Here we go. It's a fairly short paragraph. Ein nosnin olav chumre mokam shiyotze mishav ala yotze mishav. Alok shedato lavzar, shukan shemakom. Alok shein dato lavzar, ein nos mal chumim bokom shiyotzi misham. Shein ze haminik kabbalas isur shenoma shekvar kibu alatmo, who mitzuv alav b'chol bokom shehu. No, shein ze alok sheyesh shavulasas kanchik iro ba'ol shein hu imon. So before shigemara, magrumto de Rabbi Shmuel, Rav Zeira ein daito lavzar hava. Rav Zeira, what? Went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Shmuel Machmir, he was Machmir that way, he met Aliyah, not coming back. He's no longer bound by the Chumra of Rav Shmuel. U'makshu lahem, mashikshu mishnasenu, knows of Chumim Malka Shiyotze Misham and Chulin, and they answer Rav Zera, ain't that the answer? Lo teim shtesteinu, listen carefully, dafka b'dato l'arza. What? I already sound perplexed. Let's chazer again. The Gemara and Chulin asked against Rav Zera from our Mishnah. It says, no sif olav chumri mokom sheyotza misham. And the answer of Zera is ein daito l'arza. So that, ask me, what's the Mishnah talking about in the case? Daito l'arza, right? That's what I thought. The Mishnah's daito l'arza? Nope. Lav daf. How do you know? Sherei amarnu she'af be'ein daito l'arza hi. What does that mean? What do the words mean? So I asked to look at footnote 34, which he refers to in footnote 69. It's a little bit tricky. So, what happened over here? The Rabbeinu David earlier says as follows. Explain pshat in the Mishnah. What does he say? That a person who accepted upon himself a minig that if dato lavzar, if it's tuba lavzar, kikumi bak mashallah kushom, elish eno min adin, kevan shenadim den mibnei o'yir, hol vadato lavzar, elish lishan mea machlekes, vayna de katoni tarja, listen carefully to the words now, it means two more lines, nos na lachumi bak mashallah kushom, val yishane oda mibnei machlekes. What does that mean? The nos din olav chumri mokom shalach l'sham. It's two cases. Min hadin b'she'ein daito lachzor. You have to keep the numen out of the new place. Val yishane odin apnei hamachlokes af b'she daito lachzor. So far, so good. So far, so good. Says the footnote. Reisha b'seifa mari b'trei gavni. Reisha b'she'ein daito lachzor. B'seifa b'she'dato lachzor. And he explains this, the words of the last words of the Mishnah. L'olam ayashan b'nei machlokes. The Mechana says the entire Mishnah is daito lachzor. Fine. This is just a footnote. Comes the Rabbeinu David at the end and says in our Mishnah, again, amana sh'af b'ein dat olav zarhi. So what does that mean, ein dat olav zarhi? Hold it, b'malkom sh'osin, b'malkom sh'ein osin. So the chumras of both. So let's say the case example on both sides. B'malkom sh'osin, b'malkom sh'ein osin. Both cases, dat or ein dat olav zarhi. In both cases, you have to keep the chumra. One case midin, and one case mitnei machlokes. Okay? Fine. You have to keep what? Chumim makom shiyotze misham. It's also going on both cases, he says. Chumim makom shiyotze misham, even if what? Ein daito lavzor. It's against the Mefurish Gemara. Rav Zera ate the Mugremes that he was lending Aliyah. What's going on? Our mission is against the Mefurish Gemara. What's going on? Says the Rebbeinu David the following Kiddush. Elamaisa de Rav Zera hu shemidu dafka b'shein dat alavza. Ava mishna senu hi af b'shein dat alavza. Why? You were in a certain town. You're not coming back ever again. You're still stuck with those minhagim. Why? Mitam shekvar kibel al atzmo. Kibel al atzmo. Vu mit v'tzuva lebechol mokum shukim moshe biyarnu. I ask you a kasha. Sir Rav Zera kibel al atzmo. What's Rabbeinu David talking about? Rabbeinu David says there a chiddush nifla v'naira. That even though I left my old town and I'm in a new town, I never plan ever to return, I'm still stuck with the minhagim that I accepted upon myself. Again, everything we've seen until now. Everything. No reason said this way until now. And no one makes a big fuss about this Rabbeinu David. I look at the footnotes. Some look at the what about Rav Zera? Zokh Rabbeinu David. I'll say the words again. We didn't understand it fully until now. She'ein zeh. Listen carefully, Rabbeinu David. Listen carefully. She'ein zeh. Haminig. Kabbalah's Iser Shenomar Shekvar Kiblu Al Atzav Ubetzuva La Bechavak Hashem. No. She'ein Zela She'yesh Lo Lasos Ki'an She'iro Ba'ol Chuimoy. And that's Rav Zeil. What's he saying, Abbas? You see what he's saying? There are two halachas over here. We should not confuse them. One is minhagim. Minhagim means I accept by myself certain customs which are not required of me within. I accept the custom upon myself beyond the letter of the law. That's, once I did it, I'm stuck for life forever. But Rav Zeir didn't accept anything. It was a machlekes in the poskim, in Hilchos Shechita. Rav and Shmuel said this is the Vela, and Eretz Yisrael think it's Ksheira. I didn't accept upon myself a minute. I paskin like the people in the town in which I lived. Now, if I move to a new town, I have a new Rav, I'm not bound the way I did in the first town. It's not a minig Rav Zeir's case. Ooh, this is such an important Rabbi Nadavid. It's a stealth bomb. You can't leave, if you don't look carefully, you don't see what's going on in front of your own nose. Rabbi Nadavid is saying that if I accept upon myself a custom and I leave town forever, it's still binding on me. The only time we say more of Rav Osai that it's not binding on me, Rav Zeir, I didn't accept upon myself a minig. I paskin like Rav and Shmuel, the Mara D'Asra there. And I moved there to a different Mara D'Asra. That's when we say that if it's aimed at the Lazar, it's no longer binding on me. This is a tremendous breakthrough in Rabbeinu David, a tremendous chumrah. This is Rabbeinu David. Rav Osai, we didn't have it anywhere to my knowledge. I mean, you look, we did a very close read. Everything was just printed in our book. I didn't see it, because I missed it. Maybe could be I missed it. I see it here in Rabbeinu David. Now, the Rabbeinu David is the Talmud of the Ramban. You think maybe it's in the Ramban too. There is a Ramban, but I don't think the Ramban quite says that. I don't think he quite says that. This is something which is, and maybe, let's read the Ramban and see. Maybe I missed it. The Ramban maybe is a little bit smaller print, and maybe I saw it even smaller print. So maybe there's a hint to it in the Ramban. Let's read for a minute. The Ramban over here, Uvidror. Ramban is on page Memches. Again, Rabbi Nadavid is the Talmud Muvuk of the Ramban, and you would think that whatever Rabbeinu David says has a mocker in the Ramban, and we shall see. Maybe you can find a little mocker for it. I'm not finding things, but you know, you can find things which I can't always find. Okay. Let's go a little further. Ramban says, "Uvidvar mutarim v'nagul b'am iser v'alocha psuka shemenhagim v'tovs kumchala darosa ein nos nalaba chumre mokom shalach l'sham avapi shein daido lachzav hukva b'neim ala osim b'tzinim b'sol beisol v'ein amatiru lachzav." They just paid a punch of the mistake in Pesach. But v'lo nago hefne b'fneim v'kusim. This is against the Balamor. Balamor would say it's all a mistake. At least a mistake in a minute, they thought to make it within, etc. Fine. He goes to the hill in Yehuda, also Regishu Bemene Medina. This is what the Ravid says. Ravid says, Ein Choshen, Nana the Chumim Bach Mashiach Sevisham, Leminig Vitos. And he quotes this Yerushalm, which we just saw. Okay. I'm not seeing anything which would hint to the Rabbeinu David. Here's a slight hint. Look what he says. He makes a distinction between a minig and a machlokas of psak. This is false. The imdava shemen hago machmas isr Torah. Everyone see where I'm up to? I'm starting from the imdava shemen hago. The word shemen hago is the last word on the line. It's equivalent to the fifth line of the writing. It's not a minig, it's a din. Shalo machmas minig shalom tovsu ba metchila ala machmir me alatz lefsok halacha kein uki isu re toru lahem V'ein tzarech chizuk shekvarim yodim shemachlok ha'sachamim hu v'ein minik ira machriya. V'im kusim ha'b'nei medinaim, etc., etc. What is he saying over here? What do you find, did you think? V'zu she'shanino olav mishnas, she'isig olav mishnasenu, etc. What's he saying over here? He's giving examples of machlokas and din for both sides. Look at the last five lines. He says, Kevan devat l'hochi parik dat olav zerhava. Where's the Gemara say that? Where's that Gemara? Dat olav zerhava, Rabbi Barachana. V'kevan devat mishu machlokas lek, why? She'ein ze'elik machlokas be'shamay be'silil. She'el also give the rain, she'el also give the rain, v'non ava v'yachva zem zem. He's saying over here, there is a distinction between a psak and a minute. It doesn't go as far as Rabbi David went, but the fundamental distinction is found over here in the Ramban, a distinction between minhagim and dinim. So far, I've also said the skittish gadol of Rabbi David. Fine. Rabbi David, what about B'nei Baisha. B'nei Baisha. The Rabbi Nadava talks about B'nei Baisha as well. Why is it, Rabbi Osai, that B'nei Baisha, we tell them you're stuck with the Minhagim that your fathers accepted upon themselves? Right? Stuck. Stuck. I read you the Lashon, Rabbi Osai, of the Rabbi Nadava in an earlier part of the piece. I didn't want to put so much on, but I asked you to implicitly look it up in footnote 28 and 30, which would be directly on point to this yourself. Okay. Before I go any further, footnote 67. The Miri and the Mogen Ovos has a kash against the Ramban. Megrevus the Rav Shmuel, hey chik shubo machmas kumim makos shoktim ishom, for Rav Shmuel machmas ister amruah, lo machmas minig. Rambam just saw this distinction we just saw now, the distinction between din and minig. So what's the Gemara asking the kasha in the Sefer Chulin? Rabbeinu mefarsh shezel atzma amachuvim v'tiras haGemara shom. That's exactly what the Gemara meant when the Gemara said Rav Zeir ain dat olazar. And it's a din, not a minig. Had it been a minig, it would have still been binding. You made that the lavzar. That's what it's footnote 67 is so important. It's so important. That's when it comes to a din versus a minig. A minig is no heter in the world, and a din it changes when it ain't that the lavzar. So I asked to see footnote 65 as well. And I mean, the Lashon is very interesting. Again, listen very carefully. It's a din, not a minute. Ein zela sheish lo lasas kan sheiro, ba'od shui moin. 65. Oh. Olach mishav da'at alas aleyem. Shekol shalif ki ha'atim et ha'shav ve'iro afu b'chlal ha'isa shekiblu aleyem. Psa, not a minute. Abel einenu kimekabel alas v'odav ha'shav mitzvah. Rak shachros ve'ayir mechayvos al nukam osam v'lochein kol shal tzias atzim b'cholam pokach yuva. V'nireh, he says, shal koponim tzorech ha'torah. I don't believe it. You mean ha'torah's nedarim? Why? This is not a neder. It's a machlokas b'shamay b'silil. Move from b'shamay's house to b'silil. I need ha'torah's nedarim? That'd be a big kiddush. I move from one town where they're, I don't know. I moved from a town, Rabbi Osai, anywhere in the world, in Israel, I moved to Rabbi Lez's town. Rabbi Lez's town, they would chop wood on Shabbos for a bris. I thought I'd Taurus the Darm before I do that, because I didn't chop wood the last bris when I lived in a different city. What? That's a chiddush to me. It's not doing the Darm. Before I kept Allah like all the Tanan, I kept Allah like Rabbi Lez. To me, it's a chiddush. Then this is another line I don't understand. The answer, the footnote, N 65. Shereshus nesuna al gavachol b'nei o'ir lavzal behem v'livsuk halok k'diri hamata. What is this? A ritual committee? That the b'nei o'ir are going to make they'll have a meeting and decide all the years we pass like this sheet will change up sack. Who do they? They have no standard. They don't have a answer. We b'nei ha'ir. But after the Rabbi Lezer, the God of Ador, they followed Rabbi Lezer. Other town, they ate Sarosh B'cholov, based upon one of the Goli Ador. What's a committee here? What's he talking about? Rishus the sooner the b'nei become the kol b'nei ha'ir. All 1,000 Amaratim will come together in town hall and we'll make a vote. We're going to rescind the psak of our previous rabbi. Wait, what's going on over here? As someone who holds the title rabbi in the community, I wouldn't want to have a vote. There's no votes. Nothing's up to a vote. A new rav can come in and pass it against the old rav. Absolutely. And the chalashovah should be a mecha. No question about it. I did it. Yeah, the previous rabbi was a chassidisha, and so he didn't care about Zman Krishma, so they didn't make the Zman Krishma, and I shall make Zman Krishma. to be honest, I have to do, there's an important ritva over here. I think this ritva, as you see, is one of the most critical ritvas, and actually implementing it is very, 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 very delicate. But I have to read it to you. Listen to this carefully. This is a ritva on Afnun Aleph, Amun Aleph, Dibra Maschil, V'Kosav. This is it. V'Kosav Olza, V'Hadav Poshut, Sh'ein Mishna Seinu, V'Chol Gemara V'Uvda, Ela V'Minig LaHachmir. The whole discussion of Surah is V'Minig LaHachmir. Al V'Minig LaHokel, La'olam Ein Choshesh Lo. Vafilu hayal pigdolim sheva olam kol shenira lo tzad isu lechocham balara asheyia bayamim ahein she'ein lano leshofet shubiyameinu. Every rabbi has to pass what he thinks and introduce chumras that he thinks that he can redin. You know the previous rabbi was making on it. Uviyu, look at this now. B'makom she'ein lo isu barur. Come on, you can say nothing wrong with davening after Zman Krishma. They'll say Krishma at home. V'amine kavua kvar ad she'i efshelo levatlo. I get calls all the time from Rabban. I can't stop this. The target is Sasu. Davening 7 o'clock all summer. I can't stop. I can't stop it. Okay. Nei the leka ha'chavishim sirta the kusim. Divi sarki v'dahachman besarki. Afilu hachi. Kevan she'enan b'nei toiru v'en koyach b'yodo levatlam yesh lo laso si'atmo b'inyan shlo yevedove machlokes at she'yucha lahakziram ma'at slowly but surely. That's what happened when I moved to my shul. It was happening 9 o'clock. You miss this man Krishna. This is the old days, 90% of the time. My first thing was move to 8:30. Have an 8:30, you make Sma Krishma 90% of the time. Now you do it 100% of the time. You go quickly. But in those days, you miss April, so they move the clock, whatever it is. It wasn't the Yechalas for the change it once to daven at 10 to 8. Not originally. After a few years, they were davening at 10 to 8 in the morning when Sma Krishma was 8:28. They wanted to hang me up. But I had established myself gradually, ma'at, the daven at 10 to 8. Oh, the ladies wanted to kill me. They kept the shul. The shul was wild and overlooked. What is this? 10 to 8? Who ever heard of a shul daven at 10 to 8? What's that, shkoda? Fit me? What's 10 to 8? So it took me a few years, but I got it going. Baruch Hashem and Congress did me a favor. And they, as I said, someone actually once came to me 25 years ago. Rabbi, you have to move. You got to change this. This is ridiculous, 10 to 8. He was a very smart man. He knew that he used to print the schedule for the whole, from Sukkot to Pesach, I printed it before Rosh Hashanah. So by the time he could come to me after Sukkot, it would be too late. He came to me in the summertime. He traveled to Kemar Rosh Hashanah. And he had a few things they asked me, three things they asked me. I gave in on two, but not on this. I said, no, I can't give in on this. It's a matter of halacha. Congress moved before me. Congress changed the daylight savings time to start whatever, 6 weeks earlier, and then I didn't move. But it took me a few years to get there. I followed it with what the Ritva said. Fine. But this is only in a case, very important, is a case where he says what? He says, Ein ha'isu boru. I can defend davening late. They'll say Krishma at home. I can even defend Tata Nisasa, even though I think it's completely erroneous. Even I can find some defense, somewhere around. The matos mukhra. It's pasha the mistake. There's no way out. And the Rav walks into the town. Ein chochma ve'etza ve'tfumna neged Hashem. Yes.
What would be an example, like a contemporary example?
Of a mistake?
Yeah. But like,
I have to be very careful what I say over here.
Like,
saying,
for example, like someone, like obviously if they intentionally maybe skip one of the brachos in Shemona Esrei, that's a mistake, but that doesn't happen.
Right.
Would be
that's a good example. Is there any case in our contemporary world where people are making a simple mistake that nobody, it's hard to imagine a case because most people aren't making such crazy mistakes. They give one example. One example they gave, the Pre-Chodesh gave. In certain places, they were Matir Stam Yenom. Certain places, they Stam Yenom doesn't apply nowadays. It's not about the Zohar, whatever they said. Did you mean to tell me you're going to follow that meaning? That's an absolute mistake. If I came into my shul and they were Matir Stam Yenom, I would say, Ein Eitza, Ein Tchuna, Degar Hashem. But it's a good question. Maybe for tomorrow, I'll give you, I'll put this on you. Everyone should think, I have an assignment for tomorrow. What's a Tos Mukhra that applies in some Orthodox shuls?
What about No Mechitza?
Yeah, I was wondering.
No Mechitza, yeah. That's, I would say it's a Tos Mukhra, yeah.
Did the Rav allow people to take over?
No, the Rav said a different story. He never let you daven there. He said, if you can go in there and you try to change it, you ask a kasha. According to the Ritva, you shouldn't even walk in, you have to change before you even walk in. I guess is the answer. Ein chochma ben etzem and tzun egan Hashem, you change it. But if you say that it's changed, you're out the door before you walk in. So that's also no chochma. No chochma. They say, well, I have to establish my status. Rabbi, we're not letting you in. And they, to me, it's a different kind of piece. I will say the last 10 minutes. I want to just read you the Shulchan Aruch, which is going to give us Shitas Rambam, which is against everything we said until now. The Rabbi David, we shall see, not today, but tomorrow, is the first step towards the Rambam. Everyone has a Mishnah Berurah, I hope. You or your friend, Simon Tov, Samach Ches. Oh, no. I'm not finished Rabbi David yet. I lose something else. In the previous paragraph, it starts with the word Avalai Odeya, Shuminig, this is page Reish Sadiva, Shumutav Unorbo Yisra, Hapish Shabola Fonenu Lahatalo, Ematimelo. So far, so good. Same as the Ramban is ready, right? Catch this next line. This next line is a shot heard around the world. Listen to this next line. Read it. It's a few words. Dome lishar takonos sheosru chachamim shehein mutolos al kol Yisrael. 10 words. Did you hear what he just said? The B'nai Baishan took a minute on themselves not to travel on a Friday. That's comparable to all the dinner derabbanan which are mutolos al kol Yisrael. What? Is Rabbeinu David saying that the entire force of Dinim Derabbanan is based upon it's like a neder, which Klai Yisrael is mekabel? Is that what he's saying? So it sounds like it's my chiddush of saying, and if you bring the sefer tomorrow, I'll read it to you. I don't probably Slavish has it. There's a Rabbeinu David in Sanhedrin, was put out by the Machon Harry Fisher. I don't know if they have it downstairs. Find it, bring it. They have it? Good. They have that Tosus of Rush, and they have
that.
It's
in the
Knesset. Knesset, where is it? Right, because it's a series, 5 volumes. There's a Ran, so called Ran. There's a Rabbein Adov. You look at that Pei Zayin, Sukkim Zokim Mamre, the Rabbein Adov, it says as follows. Every Easter the Rabbanon is because the Tzibur accepted it. And it's like they accepted upon themselves B'neder. And that's why the Gemara of Avodah Zarah tells us the only time a Din Rabbanan is binding if it's Poshat Berov Yisrael. Shem and Akim is not binding. What's this? The rabbis are have to kowtow to the people? What is this? What is this? Some kind of reformist, modernist theology? That the people won't accept what the rabbis say, that it's not binding? The Rabbeinu David, you betcha. Because all the Rabbanans according to Rabbeinu David are based upon the acceptance of your power to the people. The people accept it, it's binding. They don't accept it, it's not binding. I'm sorry? That's part of it. That's part of it. But the more on point phrase is Poshat Berov Yisrael. That's the chat. The same way that's when Klal Yisrael accepted it, it's binding on everybody, and it's too late for us to back out. So too in B'nai Baishan is exactly the same thing in miniature. Wow. These 10 words here are really a reference to Rabbeinu David and Sanhedrin. I wonder if anybody in the world ever made this link that I just did. It's Rabbeinu David and Solomon and Sanhedrin. If you find it somewhere, I'm curious.
17 years ago.
I know, how do you know?
Rabbi spoke about it.
That's right. I thought of it myself again this time. I thought I was the biggest mechadish in the world. I looked at my notes. It's right there from 17 years ago. Same Kiddush. Same Rabbeinu David. They said, how do I know Rabbeinu David? I don't even know about it. It was many years ago, over 20 years ago, when we learned Sanhedrin. And those sugyas, I had a whole readlist of those sugyas, and part of it is printed in a thing called Beis Yosef Shol. It was came out by the Grus Kollel. And this came out, I think it came out in 1989 or something like that. It only came out with 4 volumes. This is the third. And I wrote something a piece about that with the Rabbeinu David in there. So that's okay. Let's just now, just in 3 minutes, just open. We're just going to read the Shulchan Aruch, and tomorrow we'll analyze the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch is part of the Rambam verbatim. Tav Samaches Sif Dal. Again, if you can bring it tomorrow, a regular Shulchan Aruch like this, any version, which has the Magen Avraham and the Pri Chodesh in the back, it would be valuable. Okay. Tav Samaches Sif Dal. Haholach Mimakom Sha'osin Lamakom Shein Osin. The Rambam in Hilchos Yontif, the last halacha just about. Lo Yase B'Yishuv Mipnei HaMachlokas. Avol Ose B'Midbar. Haholach Mimakom Shein Osin Lamakom Sha'osin. Lo Yase. V'Nos Nalchum Mimakom Sha'atzi B'Sham. V'Chum Mimakom Sha'alach B'Sham. Avol Pikein. Lo Yisra B'Fneim Shufotel. V'Mnei Yisra Lo Olam HaYishan V'Mnei HaMachlokas. That comes the key word. V'chein mi shedato la'az alim komo. It finishes up. Noel go at kachim v'komo ben l'okom ben l'achmir. V'ushlo yisro b'fnei ha'chim v'okom shum b'fnei ha'chlom. So that's the chen. What does the word v'chein imply? V'chein mi shedato la'az alim komo. What does it imply? But until now what? Until now what? Hello? Ein dat la'az alim komo. Pashup Chat. If he's starting now a new word, V'chein mi shedat alaz l'mkomo, a new case. But what's the original case? Haholech means and he's never going back. That's a Pashup Chat. Shach, the Grod, the Chok Yaakov, all in that way. The Magen Avraham is doing hoops. He can't believe it. Why can't he believe it? Let's read this Kipshuta like a Shach. And the Bi'alacha, in fact, talks about this. Shach. Let me just show it to you. Das is the last 5 words in the Be'alach on page 152. But Das Hashach Be'arodeya Sof Simin Reish Yudalit. I asked you to look at that in the Arodeya there. If you bring that in, it'll be also helpful. V'cheinu Kankin Chok Yaakov Agro. Sharambam Yesh Lo Shita Acheres Bozeh. V'lidei Aholech V'imokom She'osin L'mokom She'ein Osin V'ein Dat Olavzor. Catch this now. Afilu hachi b'midbar mutter. What does it mean? He came from a place, osin, l'mokom she'ein osin, and he's not that olavza. I would have said, he's now moved to a place of what? Ein osin. I would say he's absolutely stuck with the minhagim of the place he comes to. That's what I would have said. Says he, and then he says, the fifth line. Also the day. Who said this? This last line. Who agrees with the Rambam on this one? This came from Rabbeinu David. So I said the Rabbeinu David is a halfway point to the Rambam. Rabbeinu David, we just went through Rabbeinu David. They didn't have Rabbeinu David. He said the Farish. He's a whole the Mokash Enos, the Mokash Enos, and that the Lazza. Also the day. So then the Chum Mokash Enos, even though they're never going back. And everyone else disagrees. Except they've never been enough. But the Rambam said it in the other direction as well. In the other direction as well. The what? If it's you're going from a place of kula to a place of chumrah, even though they're never coming back, still meikir adin can be meikir. What?
Only for midbar.
Well, but meikir adin can be meikir when it's no machlokes. What? Where'd that come from? Where'd that come from? How do you explain that? I mean, the Dovah's logic only works that you're stuck with the Chumras you were before. Are you also stuck, it wouldn't be so bad, stuck with the coolest before? Hey, that's not a bad deal.
I was never Makabal something. I mean, if we take what the Svar that Rebbe gave in the Ravid, so I was never Makabal upon myself the minute of the new Makom.
Okay. So we have to see that bit from tomorrow. So we'll do that tomorrow. We'll try to analyze this to see out of the Shemaya. Okay? And tomorrow, is that 11 tomorrow? Right, is that correct? 11? Yeah? 11 o'clock.